Hi there, and welcome back to the Ultimate Marketer Podcast. Head coach and ultimate marketer, Ant Hodges here. So, in today's podcast, I want to talk to you about how we can get back in flow after taking a short break or a holiday from work. So today, April 22nd, it's a Tuesday. We're back at work after a great weekend. I've had a fantastic Easter break. We had Good Friday, spent with lots of friends over the weekend, all the family, and yesterday, the first barbecue of the year. But Tuesday, we're back to work. And actually, sometimes it's difficult when we've taken a break from work, when we've had a long weekend, like Easter, to get back into the flow of how we should be running the marketing, the communications within our business to generate more sales and more leads for our business. And so how do we actually get back in flow? Well, there's three core strategies that I suggest that you look at and follow, which are part of some of the things that we talk about in Ultimate Marketer. You know, over the weekend, I would have been horrified to see the Ultimate Marketer Facebook group buzzing with questions and answers and things like that, because one of the things that we teach is about marketing being automated so that you can take time off. So if you can automate marketing and put it into systems in such a way that there is communication going out, then you can take a break completely. So over the Easter weekend, I literally switched off from Facebook. And, you know, that was just one thing that I managed to do and managed to do it successfully. But coming in, we've got some inquiries, we've got some sales that have been generated over the weekend. And that's because the marketing has been automated. So it's important to be able to, one, be able to take breaks and to switch off completely. But then switching back on when we get back into the office, it's sometimes quite difficult. So the three areas that I want to talk to you about this morning to help you get back into your flow of work, into business, into your marketing, are around three P's: people, projects, and plans. So let's start with people. There are two types of people that you need to speak to, potentially today or in the next few days. Those that you want to reach out to and those that you need to follow up. So those that you need to reach out, they might be existing clients that you might just need to shoot off an email, say, hope you had a great weekend, looking forward to another week back in work, or if you've got a meeting coming up, just to confirm that meeting. But something that literally just touches base with your customers. One of the perceived myths and the reason why many people worry about their customers leaving and their customers going and finding other people to do their work is that they leave based on price. They leave your organization because you've either increased your price or they found someone cheaper. That myth is completely false. The reason that customers will leave your business and stop doing business with you is because you don't care, that you show that you don't care. And actually just reaching out with a simple email or a telephone or a tweet or an update in social media directed to them or a text or actually picking up that telephone and giving them a call. You know, everybody knows that my big bugbearer is about the telephone, and you must be speaking to people on a regular basis. Just reach out and say hi. Nothing more than that. No sales message, no marketing message. One, that is a reminder that you're there. Two, it's showing that you do care, that you have got them and their business on your mind. The second group of people, these are the people that you need to follow up on. So get out all the proposals that you had and follow up on these people. Diarize times to get on the phone, speak to them, send text messages and emails, so on and so forth. But also all of those inquiries and those comments that have been left over the Easter break, all of those kind of things, make sure that you're following up on every single thing that has been commented on, every email, every inquiry. Because if you focus on making sure that today you're able to just touch base with those people, again, you'll be one step ahead of your competition in terms of those who find it difficult to get back into the swing of things and may take 3 or 4 days to get back to people. You get back to people today after the Easter break, it'll be fantastic. So we move on to projects. What projects have you got going on in your business at the moment? One of the things that I'm going to really focus on and look at in the next sort of few hours, really, is just to review all the to-dos in the projects within the business and the deadlines that we've got. What projects have we got on? Who are we working with? What things have we agreed to do? By when? And what do we need to get completed? Once I've got kind of an overview of that again, because I've switched off for 4 days, I've got it in my mind, it's fresh in my mind, I can then see where things need to go. We need to sit down and we need to just look broad brushstrokes at all of the stuff that's going on in the business. What we then need to do is just diarize those priorities. What are the things that need to get done now? What are the things that need to get done in the next 24 hours? What are the things that need to get done in the next 5 days? If you focus on those things, what are the things that need to get done now that might only take 5 minutes? They're the now jobs. Get them out of the way. What are the things that you need to do in the next 24 hours so that you can plan time to make sure that you get them done? And then what are the things that you need to get done in the next 5 days? These are the non-urgent, non-critical things that you need to make sure that are done. If you can focus on getting those done, potentially this week, I know we're only a 4-day week and I've said 5 days, but if you can focus on getting all of that done, then you've got a clear desk to even start next Monday with. The third thing, plans. The third P. We've talked about people, we talked about projects, now we talk about plans. What are your plans for your marketing and your communication? So what I'm going to suggest is that you sit down today at some point and you just plan the next 2 weeks. Just plan the next 2 weeks of communication in terms of your emails, your social media, your podcasts, if you're producing podcasts, your blog posts, what networking meetings, what events are you going to over the next 2 weeks? What events are you speaking at? Just make sure that you kind of know where you're going and what you're doing. All of those kind of things. If you make sure that you've got at least the next 2 weeks planned out, then you'll be onto a winner. The thing is, to get back into flow after a holiday, after a break or anything like that, sometimes is really tough. We need to make sure that we've got a framework that we can stick to. And my suggestion is that you look at people, those that you need to reach out to, those that you need to follow up on. Projects, review to-dos, deadlines, prioritize all of those things in the diary. Actually stick them in the diary and then look at your plans for the next 2 weeks. Now it's time to get stuck in and take action. Listen to this podcast again. Make sure you digest the information that's in there. If you want to get more information, do dive over to ultimatemarketer.net and subscribe to the Ultimate Marketer On Demand service, where you can get more information from me and the Ultimate Marketer team on how you can improve and change your marketing forever. If you'd like to join in the conversation over on our Facebook page, please jump over to facebook.com/theultimatemarketer. Ant Hodges, founder and creator of the Ultimate Marketer Program, signing off for another episode of the Ultimate Marketer Podcast. I look forward to chatting to you again real soon, and I look forward to sharing with you more strategies on how you can become the next Ultimate Marketer. Take care.